Chinese President Xi Jinping's calling on the Shanghai Cooperation Organization to help in building a community with a shared future for humanity. President Xi Jinping attended the 20th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the SCO via video link on Tuesday. He called on the bloc to deepen solidarity and collaboration and contribute more to the stability and development of countries in the region. When it comes to the joint fight against the coronavirus, Xi Jinping said China's willing to actively consider the vaccine needs of the SCO countries. Tuesday's meeting was hosted by Russia, which holds the rotating SCO presidency this year. The Chinese government says it'll work with ASEAN countries to maintain regional prosperity and stability. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin made the remarks when announcing a series of leaders' meetings that Premier Li Keqiang will attend this week involving ASEAN.
China hopes that this series of leaders' meetings will focus on the two major topics of the unity in fighting against COVID-19 and seeking common development, while jointly maintaining the overall prosperity and stability of East Asia.
The Chinese premier will attend the 23rd China-ASEAN Leaders Meeting, the 23rd ASEAN-China, Japan, and South Korea Leaders Meeting, and the 15th East Asia Summit from tomorrow to Sunday via video link. The 4th Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership Leaders Meeting will also be held. Professor Toby Peters of the University of Birmingham says ultra-cold temperatures required by the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will pose a challenge for many countries. Peters says the problem's more acute in developing countries, which have hot climates and don't have stable electricity. Most vaccines are stored at 2 to 8 degrees Celsius. The Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine candidate needs to be kept at an ultra-cold minus 80 degrees from the point of manufacture up to the point of use. European Union regulators have filed antitrust charges against U.S. retail giant Amazon, accusing it of using data to gain unfair advantages over merchants using the platform. EU Commission Executive Vice President Margrethe Vestager says the EU is taking issue with Amazon's non-public business data of independent sellers on its marketplace to benefit the company's own retail business.
It therefore comes to the preliminary conclusion that the use of these data allows Amazon to focus on the sale of the best-selling products, and this marginalizes third-party sellers and caps their ability to grow.
The Commission also launched a second probe into possible preferential treatment of Amazon's retail offers and those of sellers using its logistics and delivery services. Amazon disagrees with the charges brought against the retail giant by the European Union regulators. The U.S. State Department's approved the sale of F-35 fighter jets to the United Arab Emirates. The massive arms sale package, worth over $23.3 billion U.S. dollars, includes up to 50 F-35 fighter jets, 18 MQ-9B drones, and munitions. The proposed sale needs approval from Congress, and if approved, the UAE will be the second country in the region to fly these stealth fighter jets after Israel. Some congressional Democrats have raised concerns that the proposed arms sale may change the military balance in the Gulf region and over possible leaks of sensitive technology.